Late winter snowstorms make this a tough time of year in the Northeast. Another big challenge is the ice that often clogs the region's fast-running rivers. As North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports, locals along New York's Aussable River have learned to fight these ice dams with everything from dynamite to bulldozers.
Nanette Bazile stands on her porch, shaking her head wearily as huge slabs of ice and debris pile up just a few feet away.
I'm in the back watching it now. I'm hoping it'll go away, but we usually just get ice in our backyard, but the other houses in the area have been flooded.
The Aussable River is one of America's premier trout streams, but it's temperamental. This time of year, SUV-sized chunks of gray and blue ice clog up in the bends. Rain and snowmelt back up behind these naturally forming dams, knocking out power and water lines, transforming whole neighborhoods into black, swirling lakes.
Right now we have businesses on Main Street that are without power, without heat, and apartment buildings over the top, without sewers.
Randy Douglas is leading the effort to dislodge an ice dam in Aussable Forks, New York. A backhoe is working in the shallows, buried to the top of its treads in a slurry of water and debris. The claw digs at the ice, trying to smash it loose. Townspeople watch nervously from windows and back porches. The river is so glutted that it's squeezing up under the bridge, closing the main highway. The trick, Douglas says, is to pry loose this quarter-mile-long clot before the next big wave of ice flushes down from the mountains.
We're worried about what would happen if this is still here and that hits it and pushes. Hopefully we'll have a channel loose enough where when it does hit it, it just moves freely down the river.
Battling ice dams is a spring ritual, but it's tricky and dangerous. If these crews don't get it right, buildings can be knocked down. The bridge could be torn away. Just upstream, volunteer fireman Dan Dio is the first to spot a shift in the ice.
It's coming. It's going now. Get it out. Get it out.
As the ice dam crumbles, Dio waves frantically for the backhoe's driver to pull out of the river before he and his machine are caught in the torrent. They make it with just seconds to spare.
It's gone.
So as I'm standing here, the whole jam is kicking loose. I mean, right down the middle, there's just this massive current. Huge amounts of ice are just suddenly accelerating out of here, coming out from under the dam. I'm going to see if I can get some of the noise of it. There goes a giant tree stump, moving at an incredible speed.
Within minutes, the pressure is released. The water drops as if someone's pulled the plug in a giant bathtub. And for now, this stretch of the Aussable River is flowing free. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in New York's Adirondack Mountains.